It is a Wednesday morning. Into Brody, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
The latest on the corona, mate. What have you got?
So, there is quite a lot to get through here, Millsy. The government has come out tonight and says that any business affected by coronavirus will be able to apply for interest-free loans. They're putting together a financial package of, wait for it, 660 billion Australian dollars. The kind of cash that it would be about 15% of the UK GDP in total. And they're doing this because they feel that, you know, businesses really will go under if they don't get the right support. There's talk of mortgage holidays for people who are affected. The three main airports here, Heathrow, Gatwick and Manchester, have written a joint letter to the government saying, help us now or we will go under. Talk of redundancies left, right and centre. Nissan up in Sunderland have stopped production and the Church of England have told worshippers no more public worshipping or mass. So we're in extraordinary times here.
Everywhere too, mate. What's the Queen up to?
She's on the move. So my information is that tomorrow Her Majesty and Prince Philip will leave Buckingham Palace and they will head west and they will go to Windsor Castle. Now, there were 14 fatalities today from coronavirus UK-wide. 7 of the 14 were in the London area. London is obviously the heart of the epidemic in the UK, and the feeling is that the Queen and Philip need to get out of there. So they're going to Windsor Castle. Obviously, they'll be very well looked after, but there is some concern that, you know, they've been in close contact with Prince Harry, and he has been in very close contact with people who've actually tested positive for COVID-19.
All right, interesting times. And no doubt there'll be more. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon to share that, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Stay safe, guys.